Word Magic Global, The Bottom Line, by Laurel Erica, read by Alexis Brooks. To learn more, go to wordmagicglobal.com.
Language is software. The alphabet is code. And English is the leading software of the Western mind. It is filled with cultural biases akin to computer viruses that program our thinking with an antiquated and manipulated vision of reality promulgated by the church as an instrument of mind control at a time when people had to surrender their minds if they wanted to keep their heads about them, quite literally. Because words have the power to cast spells, the manipulation of language is ongoing. Important words that define our greater possibilities are either lost to posterity and/or downgraded to the level of absurdity. Commonly agreed upon meanings of key words are purposefully changed to promote controversial agendas. Yet, as Socrates pointed out, per Plato, inaccurate language is not only in itself a mistake, it implants evil in men's souls. All the while, unseen, unheard, secret spells that create trance states linger in plain view in ordinary words and the symbols that compose them. Contrasting the spells that put a negative spin on the world are wisdom words like dis-ease and his story that mirror our inherent awareness and yet mostly escape our notice or interest. We thus miss the many verbal catalysts that could awaken innate spiritual consciousness. The earth, heart, paradigm is a prime example. Ask any semi-literate child what the connection might be between these two central and nearly identical words, and you'll likely receive some profoundly insightful responses out of the mouths of babes. But why play with words at a time like this, when our inherent democratic rights are being abrogated supposedly for the greater good of society? We are nearly 8 billion strong, yet feel weak and divided in the face of the all-powerful, invisible 1%, whose agenda seems to be total global domination. At this pivotal moment in our species' history, humanity appears poised to make the leap into higher consciousness, or an ant heap. Many believe our next evolutionary stage is to coalesce as a superorganism of enlightened and empowered individuals who each contribute their unique genius to the common wealth that nourishes us all. At the same time, however, there are those who manipulate the word in an effort to co-opt and corrupt this evolutionary impulse toward unity consciousness. Their goal instead is to create a herd mentality composed of individual units with essentially identical identities who willingly give over their sovereignty to mind and overlording authority that promises to keep them safe and sated in exchange for their obedience. Is there any recourse left to us in a world that's literally gone viral? What might occur if we go back to the beginning? After all, the Genesis myths of many cultures of the East and West, indigenous and industrial, agree that it all began with the word, which they identify as the source, force, and substance of creation. And indeed, this is a vibrational universe shaped by consciousness. In English, the word quite literally creates the world. And according to the Bible, we are all made in the image and likeness and out of God. Scriptures tell us further that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and that we are endowed with the power to name. What kind of power is that, really? Might we be collectively, yet unwittingly, speaking a nightmarish life's dream into corporeal reality? Wouldn't this be the time to put our articles of faith and the power of the word to the ultimate test? What could we create together if we decided to upgrade English to enable it to convey a higher frequency of consciousness in our communications and inspire a greater frequency of kindness in our interactions? Many philosophers, from Confucius to Orwell, McKenna to Zhukov, as well as the multidisciplinary scientist Greg Braden, have all recognized the need for a global verbal upgrade to upgrade human consciousness. We could actually accomplish this feat quite rapidly through the pleasures of wordplay, and perhaps by creating a literary lotto that uses the profit motive to incentivize the cultivation of our deeper intuition as a source of inspiration for this upgrade. Who knows if this will do anything more than raise our own vibration? Yet Rumi stated, speak a new language so the world will be a new world. Isn't it time we finally give it a try? After all, as Ken Burns stated, it's the most powerful force, I believe, on Earth, the English language.